We counted 9 tornadoes in Maryland, we understand, on Friday. Have there ever been that many at one time in one storm?
Absolutely. In fact, the largest number that we have note of right now was with the remnants of Hurricane Ivan in 2004, where within our service area of Maryland and northern or central Virginia, we had 35 tornadoes within our service area. At that time, there was no fatalities, but there were 14 injuries. So that's just indicative of the fact that the Mid-Atlantic area certainly can receive a tornado outbreak.
Yeah, we don't think of this as Tornado Alley, but goodness, on Friday we were certainly thinking in those terms. How powerful were these storms?
Of the 9 tornadoes that we have confirmed so far, we've been able to rate 7 of them. They are either EF0 or EF1 in strength. We don't have estimated wind speed specifically for any one of these storms, but generally speaking, EF1 would be in the neighborhood of 85 to 105 miles per hour.
What will your teams be doing now? Of course, they've identified 9. What do they have on their schedule for the next day or so?
For those 2 tornadoes, which we have not yet rated, we will be doing that research in the office to try to give them ratings, see what other concentrated areas of damage we have before us, and decide where we need to go from here forward.
The 2 that weren't rated, where were they located, do you know?
They are in Carroll County in the Gamber area, and the other one was between Fort Meade and BWI Airport.
When you put out a warning like that, what do you do to decide that this is quite possibly a tornado? Are we actually seeing a tornado, or is it or are the conditions ripe for a tornado?
When we issue a tornado warning, it can be based off of an observation, but most often it's based on radar indications. We're looking at not just where precipitation is falling in the shape of that precipitation, but we also have the ability to see air movement inside of a storm. And where we see an area of air moving away from the radar, immediately next to an area moving towards the radar, we can infer circulation in that area. When we see that over a given height, then you can infer a rotating column of air, and based on that, typically is when we would issue a tornado warning.
Are we seeing more tornadoes in recent years than say, 20, 30 years ago, do you know?
I do not know offhand. However, I don't believe entirely that tornadoes have not happened here in the past, but I believe with increased population, tornadoes are occurring in places that used to be forested and now have residential areas in them. I also believe with the increased technology, we're able to do a much better job in seeing these circulations and issuing the warnings than we have done in the past.